إن الحمد لله، إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، وجدت والله سبحانه وتعالى وبفيه الصلاة والسلام على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من الله سبحانه وتعالى وقيل والإيمان. I grant everyone a force of his diploma from the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah, we continue the reading and the explanation of the book Usul al-Sunnah by Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbali rahimahullah ta'ala. The Imam said, والغصب مات مع الأمراء إلى يوم القيامة، البغي والفاجر لا يترك، وقسمة الفيء وإقامة الحدود إلى الأئمة ماضين، ليس لأحد أن يطعن عليهم ولا ينزعهم، ودفع الصدقات إليهم جائزة نافذة من دفعها إليهم الجزاء عنه برا كان أو فاجرا، وصلاة الجمعة وخلف من يولاه جائزة باقية تامة ركعتين، من أعادهما فهو مبتدع تارك للآثار مخالف للسنة، ليس له من فضل الجمعة شيء. لا لم يرى الصلاة خلف الأئمة من كانوا بريه وفاجره، فسنة بأن يصلي معهم ركعتين ويدين بأنها تامة، لا يكون في صدره من ذلك شك. الإمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله تعالى, after establishing the relationship between the leader and the led in the Muslim community, our responsibility to them is to give them the obedience and also to execute their commands. As-sam'u wa ta'a, we listen to their commands and we obey them. In Islam, this is the major duty of every individual in the community, in the Muslim land. Whenever their leaders command them to do, or they command them to link up with something, so far, they do not call them to disobey Allah or to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the must upon every one of them to listen to the people at the realm of authority and to obey their commands. This is the major duty of every conscious Muslim. And this is where Islam, by way Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, what makes them to be different from the Al-Khawarij, those who against the constituted authority, those who do not listen and obey the commands of the people at the realm of authority. They are known to be Al-Khawarij. they are not Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. By their disobedience to the leaders, they create a lot of troubles and problems in society that lead to the shedding of blood of innocent people, that leads to the destruction of property. But Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, it is one of the foundations of their methodology to listen and obey the people at the realm of authority in line with the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu atiqu Allah wa atiqu Rasula wa ulil amr minkum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O the believers, obey Allah and obey His messenger. Then you and those at the realm of authority, your leaders, have to obey them. So listening and obeying the people at the post of leadership and authority of the state is one of the fundamentals of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is the major teaching of the subject. And Imam Ahmad bin Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala, after that, he moved on to also give us some other duties of the Muslims in relation to their leaders. He said, وَالْغَزْوُ مَدِيمَ الْأُمَرَىٰ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ الْبَرِّ وَالْفَاجِ لَا يُتْرَكُ. The Muslims, among the foundations of Ahlu Sunnah, is to engage in the battles when the leaders command, not the one we organize ourselves to engage in. We obey them, we fight behind them, the Muslim soldiers, we fight behind the command of the Muslim leaders. Not that what every one of them will think that, okay, this is jihad, let's go on for jihad. This is not Islam. As we witness here and there, where many societies, many groups invite to jihad. This jihad is not Islamic. It's not jihad of Islam. What the Boko Haram is calling for is not jihad. Yes, the same thing with Al-Qaeda and some other groups like them. They are not treading the path of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, because there's no any imam that they listen to. There's no any imam that they obey. There's no any state that they control. For instance, Nigeria as it is a country, we have a Muslim leader. So wherever a Muslim leader commands, then those who are in the affairs of the security must obey. This is what Islam is calling for, not the societal engagement of battles in different parts of the world that we can witness. This is not Islam. This is disorganization. It is anti-Islamic. It is not Islam. So they are the ones to command. The leaders are the ones to let us know when the battle is ready, when it's not ready, when the war is going to be fought, when it's not going to be fought. It is the functions of the leader. Our own function is to listen to them and obey them. Whether they give any commands that are related to the internal affairs or external affairs of what to do or what not to do. So far, they do not call us to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكِسْمَةُ الْفَيْهِ وَإِقَامَةُ الْحُدُودِ إِلَى الْأَئِمَّةِ مَا دِينَ لَيْسَ الْأَعْدِينَةُ عَنَ الْعَلِيْهِمْ وَلَا يُنَزَعَهُمْ. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, Among the functions of the leader is sharing of the war booties. وَيُقَامَةُ الْحُدُودِ They are the ones to share the war booties. And it's going to be shared according to the injustice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَفَاهَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ مِنْ أَعْلِ الْقُرَىٰ وَلِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ وَلِذِي الْقُرْبَىٰ وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ So the leaders are the ones to share the war booties, the war gains to those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listed in the Quran. And whichever is given to any group, then they must accept it. They must not relate with them with injustice. They must not fight against them, as it happened during the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared the war booty among the Muslims. And someone unknown came out to challenge the authority. In fact, he abused the Prophet, where he said, O Muhammad, be just in your sharing of the war booty. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِلَّا مُعَادِ مَنْ يَعْدِ إِلَّا مُعَادِ If I'm not just, who is going to be just? That is, the justice, the system of justice lies on his command, on his rules and regulations, on his sharings of property. So at the end of the day, the man happened to be one of the leaders of the Khawarij. In fact, the way of the Khariji is in is traced to this man, Zul Khuwaisara. That was his name. So, whatever the leaders shared among the Muslims, they must accept it in the way that they share it. Even if they are unjust, they are not the ones to wage war against the leader or to start to stage the protest or to start fighting or destroying the state properties. Among the functions of the leaders is we should allow them to execute the penal code, the capital punishment. They are the ones to take the lives of those who are just for them to take their lives, like the mothers. Someone that kills another person deliberately. It is not the function of the people to kill the person to take his life. It is the function of the constituted authority, of the leadership to do that. In order to avoid injustice and to avoid public chaos. So in Islam, the issue like this, exercising the capital punishment, amputation of the hands of the thief, or punishment for the theft, or punishment for the illegal sexual intercourse, immorality, punishment for murder, for homicide, for genocide, all these, the functions of the leaders to punish those who are oppressors, to punish those who committed this error, not the function of every Tom, Dick, and Harry, as we have it in our environment. When someone steals, everyone would like to beat him, would like to punish him. This is not Islam. When someone kills another person, everyone would like to kill him back. This is not Islam. If someone drives a car and accidentally he kills another person, he is going to be burnt to ashes. This is what we witness in our environment. This is not Islam. Islam is a way of life. Islam is an organization. Islam is a constitution. Islam is an institution. Islam has rules and regulations. So it is the functions, among the functions of the leaders, that they must execute, they must take the lives of those whom they're supposed to take their lives, not youth, except in the case of self-defense. Except in the case of self-defense, when someone comes to your house to take your life. So whatever you have to defend yourself, and if that defense leads to death, you are not blameworthy. But what we call the jungle justice in our society is not welcomed by Islam. Jungle justice, in most cases, it is out of injustice. It is out of extremism. It is not part of modernity and social justice that Islam has established. So Muslims must see that it is part of the function of the leader, and we must submit to their judgment. We must submit to their judgment whenever they exercise the capital punishment, they punish the culprits, the offenders. Then it is part of their function, it's not part of our own function. We must not condemn them for doing this. We must not castigate them or try to belittle them or try to fight against them or try to protest their judgment. If they do it well, it's left for them. If they don't do it well, it's still left for them. They are the ones who give account to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the last day, the day of judgment. وَدَفْعِ الصَّدَقَاتِ إِلَيْهِمْ جَعِزَةٌ نَافِذَةٌ. Also, we pay our zakat. We pay our zakat to the constituted authority, not to the individual, not to someone in your area, in your community. This is what Islam has stipulated. Yes, and that is why the Muslim government must make sure that they have a ministry for this, collecting, counting and calculating and collecting and distributing of zakawat, of zakat collected from the people. So we pay our zakat to them. Even if they are unjust to us, if they fail to give us our own rights, We still submit to their own rights. We still obey their commands. We do our own functions. We exercise our own functions. من دفع إليهم أجزاء عن بعض كان أو فجرا. Even if the leadership is bad, we are still going to be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's our God that commands us to do that. Let alone to talk of if the leadership is good and they use the zakat collected in the best way of it. So we are still going to get our own reward, whether the leader is good or bad, whether the leader is on justice system or injustice system, we are less concerned. We give them our zakat. But if a Muslim is in a society, in a community where there are no Muslim leaders, there's not any constituted authority, then he has to pay his zakat and give it to whoever that he feels that he is also eligible to collect it. If someone doesn't feel that, yes, this person is entitled to zakat, and give the person as the cat, you are going to be rewarded. Yes. But to give it to every something and carry, no. That is not Islam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists 8 recipients of the zakat in Quran chapter 9 or 16, Surah Al-Tawbah. So this is what we must follow. Then also, وَصَلَاتِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَالْفَهُ وَخَلْفَنَوَّلْنَاهُ. Among the functions of the leaders is to organize, yes, to organize the Friday prayers That is Salat al-Jumu'ah, which we know it is compulsory upon every matured free Muslim. Salat al-Jumu'ah is compulsory, except for the women. It is not compulsory for the women. So the leaders must make sure that there are mosques, there are masajids, where the Muslims have the opportunity to exercise their Friday prayer, Friday Salat. So if those leaders lead the Salat, we pray the Aynain. We pray the Aynain, whether they are good, whether they are bad, whether they are just, whether they are unjust, we must pray behind them. So far, they've not denounced Islam. We pray behind them. It is their duty to organize this, to lead us in this, and it also it is our own duty to pray behind them. وَخَلْفَ مُوَلَّاهُ And if they appoint someone to lead us in Salat al-Jumu'ah, then we have to pray behind the appointed imam, not for us to organize our own Jumu'ah, or not for us to have our own imam, as we have it in many places. This is wrong in Islam. It is wrong in Islam. We should make sure to pray behind them, even those the appointed imams are unjust. We still need to pray behind them. We don't try to organize our own. So or we pray behind them and try to pray to repeat the salat. This is not part of it. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala said, Ja'izatun baqiyatun. We pray behind them. Our prayer behind them is what ja'iz. Yeah? Is okay, is good, and is established. The two rakats of Jumu'ah, we must pray behind them, behind the leaders, or those that the leaders appoint to lead us in Salat al-Jumu'ah. All these, they are in contrary to the teachings of the Al-Khawarij. The Khawarij would not submit, would not obey the command of the leaders. They will not submit to their judgment. They will not pray behind the leaders. They would rather find another place, maybe in the bush or outskirts, to organize their own Jumu'ah. They don't pray with the Muslims in the community. They don't pray behind the leaders, because to them, they've already labeled the leaders as what? As kuffar, with what they do not have references for. Man adaha fawa mubtadi. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala said, whoever that prays behind the constituted authority, at the end of the day, he repeats the salat. He is a mubtadi. He's an innovator. Why will you repeat it? If you see that, yes, it is your duty to pray behind the imam. Why? And if you already pray behind the imam, why did you repeat it? So repeating it shows that you are not okay. Yes, you don't approve that imam to be someone that you can pray behind. So then you are a mubtadi. You are not Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is not the way of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah will pray behind imams. For instance, if they go to Saudi Arabia, you pray behind the imam, the leader, the sultan, the president, the king, and they pray behind those that the king appoints to be imam in the major mosque, in Haram, in Medina, in Mecca, in some places. In fact, in Arafah, they pray behind the appointed imam by the government. But as for the terrorists, they will never do that. They don't pray behind them. Some of them will say they pray in their hotels. Some of them will say that they don't even pray at all, because they don't have someone to pray behind. So this is bid'ah, it is innovation. Mukhalifun li sunnah, it is a contradiction to sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Laysa lahu min fadl al-jumu'ah shay'. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala said, whoever that does not pray behind the imam Salat al-Jumu'ah, he prays alone, or he prays behind Imam, then he repays back the Salat with the belief that no, the Salat behind that Imam is not okay. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala said, Laysa lahu min fadl al-Jumu'ah shay'un. He has no reward of Jumu'ah. It's just an exercise in futility. إِذَا لَمْ يَرَ الصَّلَاةَ خَلْفَ الْأَئِمَّةِ مَنْ كَانُ بَرِّهِمْ وَفَاجِرِهِمْ. If he does not see that Salat behind those Imams are perfect, are okay, good among them or bad ones among the leaders. فَالسُنَّةِ بِأَنْ يُسَلِّيَ مَعَمْ رَكَعْتَيْنِ. The practice of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sunnah is to pray behind them, to pray behind those Imams, the leaders, or those that Imam, the leaders appointed as Imams. This is Islam. This is the way of Sunnah. To pray behind them, it is the Sunnah. You pray your two rakats of Jumu'ah behind them. And when you pray behind them, then your Salat is tamma. The anaha tamma is complete, is perfect. La yakun fi sadrika min dhalika shakkun. Nothing should come up in your heart of doubt. You should not have any iota of doubt whatsoever on this. You should not have any iota of doubt on this whatsoever, whether your salat is okay, is sound, is acceptable, or is not. Your salat is okay, is sound, and is acceptable because you've submitted to the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbali rahimahullah ta'ala has given us. Inshallah, we continue on point 36. Next week, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our iman and to grant everyone of us the istiqamah and sabat on the teachings of Islam. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallama. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.